I was praying for these things and subconsciously believing that I didn't deserve it because I hadn't done enough to get my life together yet. Just because your healing process is affecting your productivity, that doesn't disqualify you from the type of life that you are trying to manifest. It doesn't mean you don't deserve it. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the show. I am your host, Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability of your life to become the best version of yourself. Now, I usually get straight to the point of the episode because my attention span is not the best. I operate with myself in mind and I try to get to the point as fast as possible. But before I get to the point, I just have to say that it has officially been a year since I started my podcast. Well, not at the time of recording this, but this episode, when it's published, it will be the first episode in my second year of recording, because I forgot to mention this on the episode that we'll be posting on my actual anniversary, which is April 4th. So, y'all, I just tear, to be honest. I cannot believe it has been a year. Time flies when you're doing something you love, I'll tell you that, because it doesn't feel like it. But, you know, actually, it does feel like it in a sense of how much growth I've experienced since starting my podcast. Like, how much growth I've experienced because I started a podcast and because I decided to come out of my shell and put my face on social media more. Because I'm telling you, I literally used to be that Instagram creep that I post once a year on my personal page, but I'm on the app every day scrolling and liking people's pictures and sending memes to my friends. But in terms of actually posting, it's like once a year, I'm not even gonna lie to you. But I've decided to switch that up and be a bit more present, a bit more, we'll see. You know, we'll see. I'm still very much a reserved person. Don't let the podcast fool you. Don't let the fact that I have a podcast and a YouTube channel fool you. I very much keep to myself most of the time. So it would be very awkward if somebody saw me in person and assumed I was like an extrovert or something because I'm on social media, because I'm really not. But anyway, my podcast has really allowed me to step outside of my comfort zone and grow a lot and learn a lot and be able to share that with people in a way that will resonate and help you in whatever ways. You know, my favorite part of this whole process, I'm not going to lie to you, my favorite part has been when people send me DMs and leave comments on my YouTube saying how much it helped them. That's really what keeps me going. It's so crazy to me because I scroll through TikTok and social media all the time, especially when I'm looking for signs. Like when I pray and I'm like, God, send me a sign for something, and I see somebody like release a video or a message about something that was exactly what I needed to hear. I know the impact of that, and for people to DM me and essentially tell me I am that person for them, like something I said resonated with them, I'm just like, wow, I do that for you? That's interesting. But that's really all I intend to do, is just help people, just be honest, create the type of content I would want to consume, basically, where it's just honesty, it's honest, it's transparent, it's authentic to me as an individual, and it's not really overly produced, overly scripted or anything. People ask me, like, do I have, like, talking points and stuff when I make episodes? No, I literally open a Google Doc that's right next to me, and I probably write like 3 lines about what I want to talk about, and everything comes from off the top of my head because I'm literally just speaking from experience. So I just wanted to thank all of you who have been listening for the past year, or people who just discovered my podcast, and I just cannot believe it has been a year. I have so much in the pipeline, so much on the way. I haven't even touched the surface of what it is I really intend to do with all of this, but expect a lot more from me in the coming months. Expect a lot more. I would say for the people who mainly listen to my audio on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen, definitely subscribe to my YouTube channel because I will be releasing more lifestyle content on there around stuff that I talk about on the podcast. Maybe some behind the scenes even, and like vlogs and like literal stuff about me getting my life together, like essentially adding a visually entertaining component to the podcast, if you will. So if you have any suggestions, any ideas, things that you would like to see from me, make sure you leave a comment on YouTube or DM me on Instagram or wherever. You know, all of my socials and everything will be in the show notes in the description. So if you have any suggestions or anything, feel free to let me know. But I just wanted to thank y'all. But now let's get into the point of the episode because I don't want to ramble too much. So today I want to talk about something that hit me like a ton of bricks last week because I realized I was praying for some things while subconsciously believing that I wasn't ready for it. So it's like I was asking God for this, that, and the third, and then subconsciously I felt like I didn't deserve it yet because my life did not reflect somebody who would deserve the things that I'm asking for. So let me give you some examples to like try to put things into perspective, right? I have, you know, dreams and goals like everybody else, and I want my podcast to be a lot bigger in the future, and I want to be a successful full-time entrepreneur, and I won't go into too much detail. Y'all will see, okay? At the end of the day, if I say I'm going to do something, it's already done, so y'all will see, but I'm not going to give too much just yet. So I was saying, you know what, I want a certain lifestyle for myself. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want ABCD with my business, etc. But then in the middle of me praying for all of that, I felt like I did not deserve it because my actions did not reflect somebody who deserved that. I was basing my worthiness of what I wanted and my desires based on what I do and my actions versus who I am. So for example, I was thinking, you know what, how am I going to be a successful entrepreneur if my morning routine is still under construction? You know, it's still, we're still working on it. We're still working on a consistent morning routine and waking up at, you know, a reasonable time, or not a reasonable time, but trying to wake up earlier and fit more into my mornings. Because, you know, I watched all of these like millionaire morning routines and blah, blah, blah. Let me just say this. I have no intentions of waking up at 4 a.m., but I was trying to do like 7:30 consistently. And I'm between 8 and 10, if I'm being honest. I'm between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. And when I wake up late, it makes it hard to do my morning routine before I start working. So like my daily routine has not been consistent, if I'm being honest. I have certain things that I would like to do every morning, how I would like to start my day, but if I wake up later than usual, then it's hard for me to try to fit all of that in. And the reason I would wake up later than usual is because I would stay up late, so I would be tired in the morning, right? So I was looking at my daily routines and I was like, you know what, I have to get this together before I can get what I'm praying for, because right now, based on my actions, I don't deserve it. And then all of a sudden, I heard a voice tell me, like randomly throughout the day, like, it's not about what you do, it's about who you are. You deserve the things that you are asking for because your intentions are pure. Like, in your heart, you know why you're doing this, and it's to help other people. It's not for your own selfish reasons. It's not to selfishly live your life in a way that doesn't benefit others. I am doing something where I intend to help other people. It's not about me. It's about how I can help other people. And because my intentions are pure, that is why I deserve the life that I am trying to manifest. Not because of my actions. Like, me not having a morning routine is not going to cancel off what I am working towards. Like, because I'm struggling to wake up at a consistent time every single day, that doesn't mean I don't deserve what I'm working towards. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's literally the epiphany I had last week. I was praying for these things and subconsciously believing that I didn't deserve it because I hadn't done enough to get my life together yet. Like, I was still struggling with the act as if principle and acting like the person that I would like to become. And I just kept feeling like, you know what, when I get my morning routine together, when I get disciplined enough to establish certain routines, then it will happen. And the problem with that is I was basing my worthiness of what I wanted based on what I do versus who I am. And immediately when I had that realization, I was like, I need to make an episode about this because I cannot be the only one. Like, I was literally just sitting there thinking, I know what I want. I know it's mine. I know it's coming, but I am not doing what I need to do, so I don't deserve for it to happen right now. And don't get me wrong, because faith without works is dead, right? It's not that it's 100% about just believing and not taking any inspired action, because everything else I was doing was very much inspired action, right? I have been consistent in uploading episodes every single week for 1 year. I've never missed a week, right? And I don't intend to. All of the work I've been putting in on the back end is definitely inspired action. And then part of the work that you are doing to get the things you want is also personal growth. It's also self-improvement. It's not just about learning new skills for your business. You have to also develop your character. You have to also heal. And I have been doing all of these things on the back end. I have been aggressively prioritizing improving myself as a human being. It's not just about work. It's like I've been learning and growing myself. I've been going within and healing and all of that stuff. So how dare I tell myself that I don't deserve what I want just because a few things like my routines are not in place? It's not based on what you do. It's based on who you are. You should not cancel yourself. You should not write yourself off or feel like you don't deserve what you really, really, really want just because you don't wake up at 5 a.m. every single day, or because every now and then you have a day and you just get very overwhelmed and you have to like take a day off and maybe watch Netflix or not do anything. Just relax, because you know your mental health is struggling. You're tired mentally, physically, emotionally. Things happen in your life that you didn't intend to happen, that you didn't plan for, and now you have to take a day or two. Just because you do that, that doesn't mean you fell off the wagon. That doesn't mean you don't deserve what you're working to. It's not about what you're doing. The actions are important. You definitely have to work and take inspired action on the back end, but just because you have a bad day or two, just because your healing process is affecting your productivity, just because you are struggling to develop the discipline that you need to do certain things frequently and consistently, that doesn't immediately write you off from what you want. That doesn't disqualify you from the type of life that you are trying to manifest. It doesn't mean you don't deserve it. It just means, okay, you have to work in these areas, but your worthiness of what you want and the life you're trying to manifest, it's because of who you are. It's because of your pure intentions. You know why you want to do the things you want to do, right? And anybody who has like this burning desire, this goal, this feeling of, I know my purpose and I know what I'm supposed to be doing, or I don't know my purpose yet, but I know that what I am doing is in pursuit of finding that. And I know that whatever I want to do is not just about me, it's about helping people. If your intentions are pure, if your heart is in the right place, you need to give yourself some grace. Like, give yourself some grace. You don't have to be on 10 every single day.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to KundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
This episode is sponsored by yours truly, because on this podcast, we talk about becoming the best version of yourself. However, I cannot tell you what that looks like for you. You need to do that for yourself. And if you don't, you will let society and social media tell you what you should be working towards just to get there and then realize it's not what you actually want. So I have created journals to actually help you do this. The reason why I know what the best version of myself look like is because I actually took the time to define things like what my ideal relationships will look like, my friendships, what my version of luxury is like, what my dream lifestyle is like, what my dream career is like, what I think my purpose is, like a bunch of different things. And I have created 3 different journals to help you do the exact same thing. So if you're interested in any one of the journals, then go to secludedthoughts.com/journals. Now let's get into the episode. I saw a TikTok that said something. Now I don't know how credible this is because I'm not a therapist. I'm not, that's not my area of specialty. But I saw a TikTok that said a theory that I feel like I can relate to, like based on how I've been acting the past few weeks. And basically what it said was, for some of us, and I will actually go find it, and I will leave the link to that specific TikTok in the description in case you want to see it, because it might explain it better than I will trying to paraphrase. But I saw a TikTok that said that basically for a lot of us, we were basically in survival mode for most of our lives. We were really trying to survive. So our bodies response was we were in fight or flight mode essentially for most of our life, right? Most of our motivation to do things was because we were in fight or flight mode. We were in survival mode. We were fighting, right? For me personally, I can tell you throughout most of my life, and especially in college when I had to be the one figuring out how to pay for school, then also feed myself, then also buy books, buy my dorm stuff, buy everything I need, basically provide for myself and figure out how to put myself through school and take care of myself for 4 years. I was very much in survival mode because I did not have help. Like, I struggled a lot in college, more than I let on. I struggled a lot because I was very tired all of the time and I was just frustrated and I was doing A, B, and C and it was hard to maintain my grades. And then, you know, at some point I had no social life because I just didn't have the time between working and classes. I was basically in survival mode for most of my life. So most of my motivation and most of my ambition personally came from running away from that and doing what I had to do because I knew I did not have a choice. I knew if I did not do what I had to do, I wouldn't have a soft place to land. I would basically fall flat on my face and that would just be the end of it. I had no backup plan. I had no soft place to land. So my ambition and my motivation and my drive, everything that I did did was based on survival because I did not have a choice. That was the foundation for my motivation for most of my life. And now that I have healed, now that I have changed my perspective, my mindset, I am a completely different person mentally, spiritually, emotionally, completely different person than I was in college and when I was in survival mode. So now that I've healed and I've made so much progress on myself as an individual, my motivation is not rooted in survival mode anymore. So now my body was essentially shutting down. The past few weeks, I literally felt like my body was shutting down, as in forcing me to just rest. And I was feeling like very unmotivated, very lazy. Like I knew what I had to do, but I didn't necessarily want to do it. I didn't want to get up. I just wanted to watch TV. I wanted to watch Bridgerton or like random Netflix movies, watch or listen to my favorite podcasts. I didn't want to necessarily work on my podcasts and do the things that I know I have to do, the things that I've been planning to do to expand and to grow. I'm just being very honest with you. My motivation has been more or less non-existent. I mean, it's still there. Don't get me wrong. I know what I have to do, but when it comes time to do it, I was really struggling with actually doing it. And based on the TikTok, it said that most of your life, your motivation was rooted in survival mode. You knew you didn't have a choice. And now that you have healed and you're not in survival mode anymore, now that you are thriving, the motivation that made you do things because you felt like you don't have a choice is gone, because now the foundation that it was rooted in, which was survival, is no longer your default. And I was like, interesting. That literally blew my mind, because I was like, that's so true, because now I don't have this scarcity mindset. I don't feel like I'm going to fall flat on my face. Now I'm literally thriving and I'm not afraid. I have more faith. Everything I do is rooted in God now, so I'm not in survival mode. So now I have to create a new foundation for my motivation. Actually, it's not even about motivation. Now it's about discipline. I'm not doing things because I feel like I will fall on my face. Now what I'm doing is rooted in me creating these schedules and routines for myself. Now it's about discipline. And discipline is the hardest thing to do. It's like the hardest muscle to build, because discipline is literally saying, okay, I'm not motivated, but I know I have to do it. So I'm going to do it regardless of how I feel. And that is not easy. That is not easy. It was a lot easier in hindsight to do something because I knew I would fall flat on my face and I didn't have a choice. So being in survival mode gave me all of the motivation I needed. But now that I'm not in it and I have to rely on discipline, so I have to develop my discipline, child, it's a struggle. It is a struggle. I'm not doing that bad at it. I would say just mainly with like my morning routine and stuff, because I've created work routines and schedules for my podcast. Like I know what day of the week I film. I know what day I edit. I know what day I schedule and I work on my strategy and stuff like that. Like I have my routines and I am more or less very disciplined in sticking to that. But in my everyday life, like with the morning routine, going to bed at a reasonable time so I can have a reasonable morning routine, I struggle in those areas. And I was basing my worthiness of what I'm trying to manifest based on my actions, based on my ability to be disciplined. And while, like I said, faith without works is dead, while you do have to take inspired action, while you do have to do some work, and it's not just completely about the belief, your worthiness does not depend on the actions that you take. Your worthiness depends on who you are. So like I said, if you know what you are doing is to help other people, if you know it's about we and not me, if you know you are keeping the bigger picture in mind and it's all based around your contribution to society and how you can help people, and it's not selfish, and you have pure intentions, and you prayed about it, you feel in your heart like this is what you are supposed to do. If you have the knowing, because I've been reading this book, 3 Feet from Goal, and he's talking about success principles that a lot of successful people have, and the common theme is the knowing that even though you don't see it yet, you know that you were meant to do A, B, and C. If you have that knowing and you know it's already yours, then it's because it is, right? Your mind is not going to let you see things that are not possible for you. The reason you're seeing it is because it's already yours. And it's already yours because you deserve it because of who you are and not what you do. What you do will definitely contribute to, you know, your progress and all of that, but do not put your worthiness of what you desire based on your actions versus who you are. You deserve it because of who you are, not what you do. So just give yourself some grace, honestly. That's what I have been doing, and I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better because I'm not beating myself up like, oh, look at you waking up at 8:30 again when you were supposed to be up at 7. It's a work in progress. I will still work on it, but just because I'm struggling with it right now, just because there's still a lot that I have to learn, that doesn't mean that I don't deserve the things that I'm praying for. Because what I'm praying for is not about me. It's going to help a lot of people. I'm literally just the vessel. What I do or don't do cannot disqualify me from that. What you do or what you don't do, what you're still learning to do, does not disqualify you from your dreams and your goals. You are worthy of it because of who you are. And that is enough. That is more than enough. You don't have to do anything extra. You are already worthy of the life you desire. So that is essentially the revelation that I had, if you will. And it has definitely helped me to stop kicking myself upside the head every time I hit the snooze alarm. Now, like I said, I'm a work in progress. I know it's something that I have to work on. I'm not saying to slack off and then be like, oh, well, you know what? It doesn't matter because I deserve it. No. Be very aware and still be committed to developing the discipline that you need, but don't like beat yourself up if you are still working on doing something, you know? So now it's like, if I snooze, I'm not going to be like, ugh, you said you wanted A, B, and C, and this is how you act. You don't act like the type of person who deserves that. You know, I'm not telling myself that anymore. I'm just like, okay, let me reflect on the last 24 hours and see where I can improve. Versus just immediately counting myself off. Because if you continue to perpetrate the idea that you don't deserve what you are working on because of your actions and you're not worthy of it, then it's not going to come, right? I believe that the belief is definitely more important, and the action is important too, but the belief is more important. And if you let your actions dictate your beliefs, then you're not going to get where you're trying to go. So have the belief and don't let that be obstructed by your actions or what you do. Know that because your intentions are pure, you deserve it. And work on yourself and give yourself some grace while you're developing the discipline. I can tell you firsthand, I am not perfect, okay? Despite a lot of the wins that I've been having with my podcast on the back end, I still feel like there are some things that I personally need to work on, and I'm working on it, and I am not beating myself up when I get it wrong. So that's what I came on here to encourage somebody about. Okay, do what you need to do to work on your discipline, but please do not tell yourself that you are not worthy of something based on your actions. If you know your heart is pure, you know you want it for the right reasons, if you have prayed about it and you receive confirmation that this is what you're supposed to be doing, don't let day that you don't feel motivated make you feel like you actually don't deserve it. So that is all I have to say this week. Please do me a favor. If you like this podcast, please leave a 5-star rating and a written review on Apple. I think you can now do it on Spotify. I would really appreciate that. And also, like I said, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel because I will be releasing more content on there soon that is not just video episodes of the podcast. So I'm working on all of that right now. I have a lot of things to come. Make sure you follow me on TikTok. I am more active on TikTok than any social media platform. My username is Secluded Thoughts. I will leave all of my like social media and everything in the description, in the show notes, wherever you listen, it will be there. Make sure you follow me, make sure you review, you leave a rating. And if you don't know, I do take suggestions for episodes. I will consider it as long as I believe I have a reasonable point of view on it, because everything I talk about is from my own experience, and if I cannot relate to something, then I'm not going to try to sit here and try to be a therapist, because that's not what I am, that's not what I do. But if I have an experience and I can offer a personal perspective in a way that I believe is beneficial to you, I will always consider it. So there's a link for that. It's secludedthoughts.com/suggestions, or you can just DM me or message me on TikTok, whatever works for you. And lastly, I know I don't say this a lot, but I do sell journals, and to the people who have gotten them, they have left me very nice reviews and stuff and said that it really helps them look within and assess their lives, assess their relationships, and get clarity on what they are working towards. You know, I come on here and I share my personal experiences in a way that resonates with you, but we are different people. You have your own things that you need to work through, and the journals have like several prompts for you to consider and really think about a lot of things, get you thinking about a lot of things, and I believe it will be very beneficial to you as long as you are somebody who is serious about becoming the best version of yourself. So that is all I have to say this week, and I will talk to you next Sunday.